Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to have you. If you are watching this live or a video broadcast on YouTube, you may notice the slightly older, I hope, slightly better looking, not quite as smart, obviously, guy to my right. Today's going to be a super fun episode. I just want to share this guy with you. Sean is our newest enrollment coach, and I hate to say it because he's Canadian, so it just kills me to say this out loud, recorded where other people can play it back for me. I can't deny it. A really, really cool guy. So anyway, I wanted to have him on for a couple reasons. One, A, just to introduce him to the community, because every time we grow and you guys get the opportunity to talk to them, or the, you know, anyone, whether it's honor, you know, anyone, operations or mindset or enrollment, whatever. I just like sharing what we're doing. Two, just to meet him because he's cool. And then three, I always like to give you guys kind of the inside scoop on how we do the hiring, right? I'm always telling you, here's how you should hire. Here's what it should look like. Here, core values, core values, core values. And anytime we do that, I want to know, let you guys know what it looks like from two sides, right? So Sean can go, I thought he was great from the start. I thought they were full of crap. Somewhere in the middle, sometimes maybe some of this, who knows what he has. So that's the goal of this. If you want to, A, know what a core value hire looks and feels like from the guy getting, you know, jumping on a team and the guy, you know, your role in an owner, this is the spot for you. And if you want to know what that looks like, how we do it, as opposed to just telling you how to do it, this is a spot for you. If none of that interests you, now would be a time to go away. This is going to be dreadfully boring. Well, Sean's pretty charming, so you might just enjoy hanging with Sean. I don't know, but I will shut up for 10 consecutive seconds and let Sean introduce himself and say hey to the world.
Well, to the world, I think we're all alone right now because you just told them all to.
How dare you? We have 8 live human beings joining us, you son of a gun. I am so sorry for the rudeness live. Jason Johnson's here for crying. He's half a celebrity. TJ says, oh no, a cool Canadian. There are no such things. He's living in Mexico. So that's the only way I kind of do the math of, well, he's Canadian above America, but he's living below America. When you kind of add that out, I feel like it's America. So don't let the accent fool you. He's only half evil being America. Yeah. Andrew's here. He's, oh my God, we got all the cool people in the group. Anyway, I said I'd shut up. I totally lied. Take two. I'll shut up for 20 consecutive seconds. Go Sean.
Okay. Well, that's true. I've been out of Canada for a long time and living south of the border down in Mexico, just because, hey, the Caribbean beaches are more beautiful. And now I'm in the wine valley. So that's like pretty awesome. And it doesn't snow on me. So I'm sure a lot of you people can relate to that. Right. I founded companies in the United States. I founded companies in Mexico and Canada, of course, as well, and has been a
Those
great
only
time
count for 2/3 as much. So obviously,
okay.
So he's founded some real companies, what I heard, and then whatever fake things they do in Canada that you know, pretend to be companies as well. Well, maybe if you add up with the exchange rate, a Mexican company plus a Canadian company, that might equal one real company. I don't know the exchange rate today, but that's my loose math.
Okay. Well, you know, let's not get into exchange rates because value is value, right? Just bring it.
Oh, that's a coach right there. So if you're like wondering, is Sean a real coach? That's something a real coach would say. Let's not get into the details. This is value's value. Perfect. Oh my goodness. All right. I think you're still continuing to try and introduce yourself and I'm continuing to heckle. So I'm not even going to say I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to stop. And then as soon as you say something interesting or that I want to pick on, I'm just going to jump right in. So you keep going. I'll comment as necessary.
I'm just going to pause and let the dead air space go and see how long you can last.
1.5 milliseconds.
There it was. Like, what was that? Like a millisecond?
No, 1.5. I did I timed it. And for anyone that is here live, Jake, our other enrollment coach, we like to say the good-looking enrollment coach. Clearly, if you see him, you'll know. He's also here live, so I'm expecting chops to be busted immediately. All right, well, that's enough of an introduction. Let's talk. This is Sean. He used to live in Canada. He's reformed, so we're okay now. Actually, that's not true. You have a pretty impressive business background. I've done cool stuff. So just for the people out there that actually want details and credentials and know that you're a real human, blab on how great you are for 39 seconds, then we'll move on.
Okay, well, I actually don't have anything to add to that. I've been a business entrepreneur for my entire career. I've traveled and built businesses in multiple locations, and the bulk of my business background is in coaching and team building, and I strongly believe in education and studying all the time to become better. So if we can all do that together, then great, and that's actually what brought me to this company.
Sean just getting coach all over the place. I can hear the coach spilling out of him. It's fantastic. So the value I was hoping to bring you guys, and I don't know that I've heard the whole story from Sean's perspective, but I was telling Sean right before we started, we hear a lot of how difficult it is to hire and how competitive it is, certainly when you were hiring cleaners at that low level, that $10 to $15 an hour level. And I would agree. There's a lot of folks out there that have a lot of opportunities to get a lot of crappy $12.50 an hour jobs. And it can be, it really isn't, but it can be difficult to distinguish yourself from that. The cool thing is that's one of the things we teach. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, all sorts of information on how to really make that easy and have all the $10 or $12 an hour talent you need, the good $10 to $12, $15 an hour talent you need. That said, what I was telling Sean is it's funny the people that we coach are always telling us how difficult that is. And again, we coach you through that. It's not really not that hard once you know what you're doing. But what is hard is getting $100,000 or $200,000 a year talent, because with the $10 or $15 an hour talent, they have lots of opportunities, no question. There's 38 jobs they could get tomorrow, but they're all garbage. They're just the worst. They don't know, they don't learn their name for the first 3 months. They're treated poorly. It's kind of this, I'm going to do a terrible job and not really care about the company, and you're going to pay terribly, not really care about me, and we'll do that until one of us gets fed up with the other, and then you'll fire me or I'll quit, and we'll do that again. And we just repeat for 30 years, 4.5 months at a time. I was like, what? They do have lots of other options, but they're all garbage. You get the six-figure earners. They also have lots of other options, but they're not garbage. I'd like to think that we pay Sean fairly or even well. But I'm pretty confident if he wanted more money, he could just go out and get it tomorrow. And I say that because a lot of us get confused in the cleaning, like, oh, if I could pay $14 an hour, then I'd get the good pay, or $16. It does not work that way. Certainly, we have to pay enough, right? If you try and screw people with no money, you're not going to get good talent just because people don't like to be jerked around. But once you're paying kind of a fair amount, it's not the money that's going to get you. So the goal for this call with – for those of you who haven't hired six-figure folks yet, just trust me. You don't have to, but this will go farther. If you trust me, they're actually harder to not only attract, but to keep engaged and shoo off all the other people that want their time and attention, because it's very valuable. So that said, I was just hoping to walk through what that looked like from my perspective in terms of, hey, how we actually follow the system or the process that we teach you guys, and then from Sean's perspective. And I told Sean beforehand, this is not the sanitized version. Like anything you're like, these people are full of crap, or I don't like this guy, whatever negatives or positive he felt. And he's here, so I'm assuming there was more good than bad, but I gave him, and he's Canadian, so he'll be nice. He won't say anything, you know, mean, but that's despite my efforts to tell him he should. So all that said, we'll start with you, and we'll just kind of go back and forth between your perspective in the beginning of the process, mine, and we'll just go forward till now. So how'd you find us? How did it feel? What made us stand out? How'd that all happen, if you can remember, because he's been with us not even a month, so maybe you shouldn't remember.
I found you searching the internet. So I was looking just to see, you know, what kind of options were available out there. I didn't want to build another company myself, because I've got a project going on my own. I'm building a small retreat. And so I didn't want to build a whole company,
another podcast where he explains how the venting behind him works and how it's actually pretty smart. Jake and I were on a call and he's explaining how he built this. And I was just like, crap, I'm now the third smartest guy on the call. And there's only the three of us. we'll do another live where Sean goes into the contracting, but go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I was searching for something that I could get into that was really about helping people. And, you know, you talked about income and hiring people for, you know, $10, $15, $20 an hour, that kind of thing. You know, when when you get right down to it, it's not really the money. The money, if you went through a list of what's the top priorities for people when they're looking for a job, the money is actually falls down the list about number four, I think it is. And above that is, how am I respected, and am I feeling like part of a team, and am I a good click with this group of people? And that was the hardest thing for me. I went through a lot of looking and calls, and I wasn't in a hurry, so I took my time to make sure, you know, if it wasn't a fit for me, I didn't stick with it, and I just kept looking.
Actually, it's a perfect time for me to interject, because I want to tell you one of the things that made me, there was a lot, but one of the things that made me like Sean right off the bat was he, and this might be a little much to ask for in a $10 or $15 an hour employee, but if you see it, wow, it's a home run. He interviewed me just as much as we interviewed him. So, which is what people that value their time and know that they've got other options do. So typically when you find someone that's like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. You like this. I like that. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. Obviously you're not getting the right answer, and they're just looking to manipulate you into a result, not really build a relationship that's going to be mutually effective. Whereas the folks that kind of interview you back are like, hey, I want this to be a fit long-term, not just to trick you into hiring me, and then we don't really get along, or this isn't a fit for me, or you hate my guts, or some combination, and then you blow up at me, or I blow up at you 2.5 weeks later. The more sophisticated people kind of know what that looks like, and are gonna really interview you back in a respectful way. He wasn't being, you know, a jerk or you know, rude. Or, I mean, again, he's Canadian, so maybe he was trying to be, and I just didn't notice. But so that's a good trait, certainly in kind of salaried folks. And gosh, if you can get that in an hourly, $10 or $15 an hour guy, we're like, tell me about this and what about this? And it's not always money. That's a huge green flag that, I mean, that's not the only thing, but it's a great indicator that all systems are go. All right. So you found us online, and just so you guys know, we do exactly what we teach. We had a real core values-based hiring ad. We put it out there. There's a funnel that he had to go through. So it wasn't like just, sure, call me. Here's my cell. Call me and I'll pick it up whenever. It was a funnel that put up, well, and I'd love to hear I haven't heard Sean's thoughts on this, but we put up quite a few barriers. We made it kind of a pain in the neck. I'd like to think it was 20 to 40 minutes of work before he could get on my calendar, which is intentional. So I would love to hear too much. It almost, did you like it? Did you not like it? I haven't heard Sean's take on this, so you tell me, buddy.
You've been in denial ever since we talked about it. You've been in denial.
Maybe
the whole
he's
time.
Told me. I didn't want to hear. So I just selectively be like, first time ever. Go right ahead, Sean.
Okay, can you mute yourself for a minute and I'll tell all the people how it really was?
I can, but I won't.
So, yeah, I got into the funnel that Mike had set up on the site, and I started filling out the information, and halfway through I'm thinking, I feel really one-sided right now. I feel like it's all about them, but what they want, but I want. And I thought, forget this. And I looked it up and I found the phone number and I just phoned.
Now I remember. Go ahead.
When I phoned, you were traveling, Jake was there, and I got Jake, and probably Jake was between like two calls at the same time, and he's like, who the hell is this guy? And I don't know what's going on. And he gave me
Yeah, but that's just Jake on a Tuesday. I don't know what's going on. Who is this? That's every day. So don't, it wasn't just you.
He was hilarious. He says, okay, well, maybe reach out to Natalie. She can help you. So,
which is all of our company's answers for everything, by the way. If anything is confusing or the men get confused or scared, which is often, we're just like, yeah, talk to Natalie. That's now Anna, so don't call Anna. If you're listening, bother Anna, not Natalie, but you're exactly right. That's exactly what we're all trained to do. I don't know. I'm scared. Call one of the females. They know what's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see that now. Now that I'm there, I see that. It all goes that direction. No, it was good. And then I got a hold of Natalie, and one thing led to another. And somehow it was just, I needed some answers that, you know, they were asking for on the forum that I wanted clarification on. And somehow Christy was booking two appointments for you. You were calling two people, and I wasn't finished going through your gauntlet. But he accidentally booked me as one of those calls.
That's awesome.
And you called me up and you said, oh, well, and you explained that
Wait,
to
hold
me.
Hold on, you got to hear my side of what happened up until this. So my only exposure to Sean so far that I can remember was Jake either calling me or hitting me on Slack, which is we use that internally. Are you talking to some weird Canadian dude? And I was like, almost never, not if I can help it. So that was my full, before I got on the phone with Sean, that was all I'd known was Jake felt he was weird and Canadian and wanted to know what's going on. So that was my intro to Sean's. All right, now we get on the call and I'm like, oh, this guy's Canadian. He must be the weird guy that Jake was talking about. Because on my side, it didn't say Sean in parentheses, weird Canadian dude. It just said Sean, you know, Bandic. That was all I knew. So anyway, go ahead.
As soon as I start talking, you're like, oh, crap, it is the weird Canadian dude. Ah, how do I get out of this quickly?
I'd even try something to hide my disappointment.
Me. Something. You tried hard to get away, but it was too late. Then I had you on the phone. So then we had a conversation. And that was good because then we got really eye to eye and level to level and had a conversation, a real conversation that meant something to me. So, you know, and that's what I was looking for. Unfortunately, you know, there's lots of people out there that it doesn't mean they're just grinding through the numbers and they really do want a puppy that will jump in and say, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah. I'm all in. Well, that's not me. I'm not at this stage of my game where I'm doing that. You know, this is how great can it be and how fun can it be and how many people can we help and all the rest will work itself out. And that's what I was looking for. It's not easy to find a company like that. So you got to find the people who are going to click with how you want your company to be and your culture and your company.
Yes. Gosh, there's so much, you pack so much in there. I'm trying to sort it in my mind. But A, couldn't agree more with everything that Sean said. B, just that whole like, oh, whatever you want, boss, feels great for 12 and a half seconds until the reality comes out. And then it's, you know, it's like, well, I would have liked to have that kind of information prior. God bless it. You said something that was really good. So that was Sean's perspective. It sounds like he's like, hey, this is a company that I think I can have fun with. And, you know, again, he's at the stage of his life. He can take or leave, right? I don't know that. I certainly don't think you were like, oh, I got to get a job by Tuesday or I'm screwed. It was, I'd like to get a job sooner or later, but if it takes me 6 months, then 6 months it'll be. I'm fine. Which again, that's what I was going to say. I was kind of joking earlier about like when Sean was telling us about the construction thing and I'm on with him and Sean or Jake and I'm going, crap, I'm the third smartest guy in the room. And there's just the three of us. It's not out of 100. That's all of us. And I got to tell you, that was when a lot of you guys that have been around know I bought my first company when I was 23 or 24. And when I was younger, there's definitely some intimidations if I had to run into a guy like Sean or Jake where they knew they were smarter than I was. I knew they were smarter than I was, and yet I'm trying to hire them. That took me years to kind of get over until, and I wish I could tell you how I did it so I could give you some better coaching, but I will say I'm firmly now to the place where I would much rather work with smarter people, certainly in their area of genius, if not just overall, right? So that's the one thing I want to encourage you guys, and this probably won't happen with the cleaners. Not that they can't be smart, but we're not really caring if they're smarter than you or better cleaners than we are. That's fine. You're not going to be intimidated by that. But when you start hiring management position or certainly high level salespeople or anyone that's really going to make a decent salary, and maybe some years I've definitely paid salespeople more than I've earned in the companies that I've had, and I used to not like it. Now I love it because they're building equity for me. So first, I want to encourage you, it is okay to not be the smartest guy in the room. I think the only time you can't do that is when you won't admit it, right? So if I have to pretend like Sean, when he says something that's brilliant or genius or I wouldn't have got, or he's just like better than me in some regard, same with Jake, if I have such a low kind of vision of myself that I have to somehow pretend like it wasn't smart or make him just do some weird thing other than, golly, Sean, that was brilliant. You could have given me 100 years. I'd have never come up with that. That's the only right response if that's the thing, right? He only thinks I look stupid when I won't acknowledge like, hey, I'm really good at this. And I'm sure I have skills that Sean doesn't have. And he can acknowledge those comfortably and vice versa. There's tons of things Sean can do. I'm like, well, he's just better. And I could pretend that that's not the case. It'll just make me look foolish. So that would be the first thing. The second thing, there was another thing that was really important. Oh, the second thing that I loved about Sean, I can't wait to hear his perspective on that. If I had to pick one thing that really made me go, this is the guy, is I feel, because there were lots of, again, we had a very good funnel and there was lots of people that were probably able, just like Sean, could go do similar jobs for same or more money. I think there are other guys that could perform at the same rate that Sean did. The reason I fell in love with him was I believed in my heart, and You never know until it turns out. So now I know that it's the case that then I was just hoping he wasn't, bamboozling me, that he just loved my people, our people, you guys, as much as I did, right? There's a lot of people, especially when there's compensation involved based on performance, that are just like, I'm here for the check and whatever that takes. If I got to screw your people or do something shady or I don't care, I'm in it for Sean. And if that helps your people, I'm fine with that. If hurts them, well, that's that. I felt like Sean's the guy, like, I freaking love these people and he would love them at the level I love them. And that was probably for me the deal, not the deal, the deal maker, the thing that made me go, of all the people that I think could probably get the same results that Sean gets, I don't think anyone's gonna love the people as much as he does. Any thoughts on that side? Have you fooled me? Now's when Sean goes, got you, sucker. I don't care about these people at all. And ruins my whole month.
I was stuck back there where you said you loved me. You fell in love with me.
And it's
And
on video
that's
recorded. You
on
can't deny
tape.
it.
Yeah, to a Canadian. I mean, what are you
That's
going to say about that, right?
I'm drunk. I don't know what else to say.
No, for me, it's the entrepreneurs. It's all about entrepreneurs because, I've done my thing in life and I've had my successes. You've had your successes. Jake's had his successes. We've done cool things. And when you look at
Again,
a 90,
yours 2/3 as cool as ours, just to be clear.
okay, well, whatever.
Well, the things you didn't Canada, but you come down to America, those count full boat, but go ahead.
but if you got a 96% failure rate in this industry, and you got a bunch of entrepreneurs out there trying to make it happen, and we come together as a team of coaches, and we can change that, then let's change it. Let's go do it. It is not really about anything else. It's about what can we do for those people to change that. And I talk about that all the time with people because there it is. 96% is just too high. And that's a lot of entrepreneurs struggling out there. And you're making a difference and your company's making a difference. So that's what kind of attracted me to that whole thing.
We are making a difference and our company's making a difference. I think Sean just quit. He's talking about me and my company. I'm like, wait, I thought you were a part. that's a subtle way. Really awkward, live in front of everybody, Sean. Not cool, man. Send me a text like a human. All right, so I'm gonna sum it up just because I don't want to go too long on this. I feel like I could talk with Sean forever, but I'll give my summaries. I'll let Sean give his summaries, and we'll let it go. The big thing I would say is, and again, if you feel like this wasn't the case from your experience, Sean, feel free to go. Bull crap. My experience was different. We had a process, right? So there was a system. Doesn't sound like Sean loved it even a little bit, but he's still here, so it works. I don't know that I cared that he loved it. It works. So
They
that's fine.
circumvented it.
Yeah, he did well. Yeah, and by the way, Jake, for those of you who aren't live, Jake's like, that's not true, Sean. So back when I was saying that, Jake said, are you talking with some weird Canadian? That which is 1,000% true or crazy, or there was some not friendly. Who is this guy? It was like confusion and whatever. So anyway, you can email Jake directly, I guess, if you want his side of it. I feel bad we're talking, he doesn't have a voice, but you can email him if you want his thoughts. Anyway, we had a system. The entire system was core values based. Hopefully, Sean, whether you liked it or not, never felt like we were pitching one thing on the job description or the advertisement or whatever. Read him, and then when he talked to me personally, it was something different, or when he started, it was something different. So we had a consistent flow. That was our goal. Sean can tell me how it felt from his side. And then the onboarding, right? So the system, like it or not, is the same as our first meeting that we got together in our 10th, and then the enrollment process and all that looked like it was consistent. And it was really based on, I'm sure we're going to get multiple people that have the skill set, right? Which you always do when it comes to cleaning. Most of the people can either clean or be taught to clean. But with Sean, the reason I think he's the best fit, and same with Jake, is he loves our people. You guys, as much as I love you guys, and he will put your, I believe he will put your interest ahead of his. That part is a lot harder to find than cleaning, so or than the job that we've got him doing coaching. So with you guys, same thing. Anyone can be taught to clean, but not everyone's going to believe your core values. So that's how that looks like. I always just want to share that. We tell you, hey, here's how to do it. You can see here's how we actually do it. So that's my summary. Sean, would love any agreement, disagreement, thoughts, any value to bring. Close us out.
I think that really for me, it was part that you brought, not just you're creating a family unit within your community, but your actual family unit. You got Natalie involved and you and her working together. And I love to see that with entrepreneurs that work together.
But
And
our 3-year-old Christian, nothing, lazy, won't contribute a daggum thing. He just eats and poops and annoys me and the dogs. That's it. So half of
okay.
my kids are helping.
Well, but if you were 100% true to your values, you wouldn't have had your wife involved in the business. You two would have not been involved together in that. And so that to me was a big eye-opener that you were not just building that within your community, but you were living that within your life, that it's all about family and community, and you were living it and showing it and demonstrating it. And when I talk to anytime I talk to you always talked about loving the people and serving the people and helping the entrepreneurs, et cetera. And Natalie's the same. So to me, that's the click, right? If you're consistent throughout like that, it's got to be a click.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, I wish I could say that's. And just I just want to encourage you guys. That's what we teach. If you live your core values, you never have to worry about, oh crap, I've got this new potential coach that we're looking to hire. I have to put on my hiring a coach hat and pretend like we're this, and then he's gonna find us out or blah 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 blah. It's I would rather just be like, this is me. I'm sure there are some people through the process who are like, this guy's not for me. That was okay. And guys like everyone that's on the team's like, I can deal with this kind of a lunatic. He's my kind of lunatic, and I'll take the daily verbal abuse
No,
for
I actually do mute you on my end. You know that, right? I don't do
right. So my takeaway from this time is I need to text my abuse to Sean simultaneously with the verbal. So he's got to get it. We can't circumvent that. All right, you guys are the best. This is Sean. Oh, by the way, and we talk about how we care about you, how we love on you guys. The biggest way that we do that is really through guys like Sean and Jake and even myself getting on calls, walking through where you're at now in your company, where you want to be, what goals you have, and helping you come up with a plan to get there. To be able to do that and even see if you're fit to qualify for that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have a webinar that I put together, which is the best I know how to do in like 40 or 50 minutes. Of how to grow your cleaning company and take it to the next level. At the end of that, for the right people, there will be an opportunity to talk with guys like Sean or Jake or myself to really just do a planning session or strategy session to figure out how to get you where you want to go. If that is for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. If it is not, what do I care? Do what you want. All right. You guys are the best. Love you, Cleaning Nation. Sean, thanks for coming on. We'll make sure we have him again. And give us feedback. If you like the Canadian, we'll have him back now and again. If you don't, send all the hate mail directly and I'll forward it to Sean, both in audio and video, so he can't escape. So that's it, Cleaning Nation. You guys are the best. Talk soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.